Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Beis. We left off in daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah toward the bottom of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So this daf is one of the more famous daf in Mishas. First of all, we're going to discuss the mitzvah of Puravu. How many children must one have in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Puravu? What if a person has children while he is not a Jew, and then he becomes a Jew? Is he Mekayim, the mitzvah of Puravu? We're going to have a machlokas about that. The Gemara is going to discuss machlokas if a person has children, and then Rachman al son, the children predeceased, the parents, are you Mekayim, the mitzvah of Puravu? Then the Gemara is going to have different makoros for the idea of ben bino hareu kibino, ben bito have kibino, that a grandchild, whether it be through a son or a daughter, has a certain halacha like a child. And then the Gemara tells us that a person, even if they had children when they were young, they should still continue to have children when they get a little bit older. Even if a person learned Torah when they were young, they should continue to learn Torah when they get a little bit older. And even if a person had talmidim when they were young, they should continue to try to have more Talmidim when they get older. And we learned that from the Talmid de Rabbi Akiva, because this is a daf where we mentioned that the 12,000 pairs of Talmid de Rabbi Akiva all died between Pesach and Atzeres, and Rabbi Akiva continued to establish new Talmidim. And then the Gemara is going to tell us another famous part of the Gemara where someone who doesn't have a wife is Sharui below, is left without Simcha and Bracha and Tova and Torah and Choma and Shalom. So we're going to have all of how we know all of those things. And then the Gemara is going to discuss at the end of the daf the chiyuv of ona that one has toward his wife. So let's begin. A lot to cover over here. Let's begin at the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. So says Mishnah, Yivatel Adam Mipurivia Elim Ken Yesh Lebanim. A person cannot be Mivatel from the mitzvah of Puravu unless he already has children. Beishami Amrim Shnei Zachar Beisalom Zachar Nekeva. Beishami says you have to have, in order to be Potter from the mitzvah of Puravu, in order to have already fulfilled the mitzvah of Puravu, one has to have two sons. And Basil says, no, one son, one daughter. Shenemar, Zachar and Keva, Bra'am. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind as male and female. So male and female, and that's already a kiyum of mitzvah of Puravu. Hayesh lobanim miperiv batel miyish lobatel. So says Gemara, let's be medayik from that first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a person cannot be mevatel from Puravu unless he has children. Sounds like if he has children, he could be mevatel from Puravu, but he cannot be mevatel from Isha. He has to make sure that he's married anyway, even if he already has children. And this is a riot. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Damar Afli Sheyesh Lobanim Sheyesh Lodam Kama Banim Asulo Amud Below Isha. That even though a person has many children, he still cannot remain unmarried. Shenemar Lo Tova Yosa Adam Levado. That it's simply not good for man to be alone, and therefore it's an existential state of being alone that's problematic. It says nothing. It's not only about being able to produce the next generation. V'igadamri, and others say, no, ayesh lo banim batal mipriyavivya, ubatal nami miisha, that the proper diuk to make from the Mishnah is that if one has children, then not only is he allowed to refrain from puravu, he could refrain from even being married if he wants, if he already has children. And neimatavi tiyufta to Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So maybe that's a tiyufta to what Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says. It says, well, lo, ein lo banim nosi isha bas banim, yesh lo banim nosi isha. That if he's ain lo banim, if he doesn't have any children, then he should marry a woman who's a bas banim. He should marry a woman who's able to have children. But if he does have children, he has to marry a woman. He's allowed to marry a woman, rather, who is a lav bas banim, who's not able to have children. Nafkamina, and the nafkamina in this halacha, whether he has children or not, is limkor sefer Torah b'shvil banim. Is he permitted to sell the sefer Torah to marry a woman who's able to have children? As Rashi points out, Limkor Sefer Torah, Kadei Lisa Bas Banim. Does he sell the Sefer Torah in order to be able to marry a woman who's capable of having children? V'im Yesh Lo Banim Lo Yimkar El Yisa Akara O Zakena. But if he already has children, he's ready to Mekayim the Supuravu, then don't sell the Sefer Torah just to be Mekayim the Supuravu. You already have the mitzvah, and therefore he should marry someone. He could marry somebody who's an Akara or a Zakena. He doesn't have to sell the Sefer Torah in order to marry someone who is able to have children. When we say nafkamina lumkosevator b'shalbanim, it's unusual. Meaning, normally when we say nafkamina, it's because we haven't yet thought of what the nafkamina is between the two cases. Over here, meaning nafkamina is who he's going to marry. Meaning, you don't have to say nafkamina to sell the Sefer Torah. We're saying the difference whether you have children or don't have children is, are you allowed to marry someone who's not able to have children? It has nothing to do with selling a Sefer Torah. So that's what Tosfos points out. Kolomar lahaimilsa nami nafkamina. That this is also a nafkamina, meaning the obvious nafkamina is just the very halacha that we're talking about. We're saying it chaps a deeper nafkamina as far as selling a sefer Torah. And Tosfos therefore points out, v'lo garsinan l'may nafkamina. That's why we're not goris in the Gemara, where the Gemara ever asks l'may nafkamina, da'atuba nafkamina, because it's certainly a nafkamina. The Gemara behedya ein lo banim no sisha bas banim yesh lo banim no sisha la bas banim. It's explicit what the big nafkamina is which women are you eligible to marry. Then Tos says maybe even if a person already has children, he still is obligated to only marry a woman who's capable of having children, unless that involves selling a Sefer Torah. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that that's the only nafkamina. The big nafkamina that we thought was, who are you allowed to marry? No, that's not a nafkamina at all. You're only allowed to marry a bas banim. The only time it's going to happen, nafkamina, is if you have to sell a Sefer Torah to do so. So then we say, okay, if you already have children, then you don't sell a Sefer Torah to marry a bas banim. But otherwise, you do have to marry only somebody who is a bas banim. That's the alternate interpretation that Tos suggests. Beishamei Yom Shnei Zecharim. Then back in the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that Beishamei says that one is only part from Peruvu, one has only been Mekayim Peruvu if there are two boys. So my Tamar de Beishamei, where did Beishamei get the idea that two sons is a Kiyum Mitzvah? Yalfin and me Moshe, Dechsiv, B'nei Moshe, Gershom and Eliezer. We're not firmer than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had Gershom and Eliezer, and then he was Porish from his wife. So you see that he waited till he fulfilled the Mitzvah. Two sons, that was the fulfillment of the mitzvah, and that was it. Ubeis Hillel, and Beis Hillel would respond, Yalfinim Rebriyasa Shalolam, that we're going to learn instead from Briyasa Shalom, and of course Baruch Hu created the world with Adam and Chava, male and female. Ubeis Shammai Lilfi Mibriyasa Shalolam, why doesn't Beis Shammai derive from Briyasa Shalolam? Because ain't done an Efshar, Misha E Efshar. We cannot derive what the halacha is in a case where it's possible from a case where it's impossible. Meaning, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create a male and a female, that would have been the end of the species. What would HaKadosh Baruch Hu create two males, then there wouldn't have been any next generation. So it was Efshar b'inyan acher. There was no other way to do it other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating a male and a female. That can't be indicative to us of what the halacha is going to be in every single family. Ubeis Hillel nami lilfumi Moshe. Why doesn't Beis Hillel derive from Moshe Rabbeinu that having two sons is enough? Samilach Moshe midaita Yehuda Avid. No, this was something that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own because of his understanding that he was always going to be in a sense of Ashras Hashchina, and that a person who was constantly exposed to Ashras Hashchina is not going to be able to be with his wife. If you look at Tosfos, midaita David, well, we'll get to the Kavod Chomer. Let's hold off on that Tosfos. Titania, the Braisa tells us that in fact Shlosha Dvarim Osa Moshe Midaito. Moshe Rabbeinu did three things on his own with his own decision making. V'skima daito dasa makom, and in all three cases he was in tune with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted. Pirish mini isha. The first thing is what we're describing now, that he separated from Tzipora. Second one is that he broke the luchos. That was on his own without being commanded to do so. And third is v'hosef yom echad. He added an extra day before Kabbalah Satorah. So pirish mini isha my darish. What was he darish to learn that he should be porish mini isha? So Amar, he said as follows. Uma Yisrael shalom dibri imayim shechina elefi sha'ef. Klal Yisrael only had exposure to the shechina for one moment. V'kavalem zman. And we knew exactly when that was going to be. Amra Torah al tikshu elisha. The Torah says that that all of the Jewish people had to separate from their wives in advance of Kabbalah Satorah. They shouldn't be betumas keri at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. Sa ani shem yuchal dibur b'chal shah. I who constantly b'chal shah v'shah constantly have access to the Shechina v'lo kavalis man, and there's no set time that it's going to happen. So I don't have any advance warning. Alachas kama v'kama. All the more so that I have to be porish mina isha v'eskima daita l'dasa makom, and he was in fact attuned to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fact wanted. Shenemar lechem orlem shuvu lechem la'alechem v'ata pa'amorim adi, that everyone else could go back to their wives, everyone else could go back home, but after Kabbalah Satori, you Moshe Rabbeinu, you stay with me, you stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now if you look in the top Tosos, midaita u'da'avin avgav dekal v'chomer ka'amar, Fractosis, what do you mean it's midaite? He made a kalvachomer. It's one of the midos shatar and dreshes behen. So, if you call that midaite, then half the halachas we have in Shas are midaite, because they're all derived from the midos shatar and the dreshes behen. So what do you mean that's called that he did it midaite? So Avagav the kalvachomer kamar says Tosos, ain't ze kalvachomer gomur. This is not a real, full-fledged kalvachomer. What? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the people for a couple of days to stay away from their wives. That means that a particular individual should forever be mevatel peruvu. That's hard to imagine. Or it could be it was because of that event of Asaras Hadibros. Moshe Rabbeinu had access to the Shekhinah at all times. That may be true, but it was not a historical event, the likes of which the likes of the Asaras Hadibros. So maybe for the Asaras Hadibros, he had such a din that he had to be porish min isha. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he had to be porish min isha forever. So it was a kal v'chomer that had a pircha in it. So since it was a kal v'chomer that had a pircha, we consider that to be midaitei. Now the next Tosfos in Dibur Maskil D'Chsev Amar Lahem. Says Tosfos, I don't understand. If the way we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy with the fact that he was parish mini isha is that after Kabbalah Satorah, when everybody was separated from their wives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, tell everybody else to go back home and you stay here. So that's a direct command that it's mamish aser for him to go back, that Hashem told him to stay with him. So how do I know that he was parish mini? Maybe he was parish because Hashem said, "Amor Madi, you stay with me." So Vieshlomer dilav the pirish midaito loma kasol of Aaron and Miriam. Now, from the fact that Aaron and Miriam got angry at him, must be that there was this was something he did on his own. If it was a direct command from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they would not have gotten upset at him. Elavadik shem piyakvura al tikshalish and thus a kavuchomer batzol v'gilu ladaito vasla ol befreatzmo onos naget l'ficha kasol of. Before Hashem said, "Amor Madi," at the very moment where a Kodesh Baruch Hu made the command that everybody else is going to have to be parish mini isha in advance of Kabbalah Satorah, Moshe already made the kal v'chomer. He already bought a second apartment in order to move out. He set up arrangements already to be separated from his wife, and they noticed that before Hashem said anything, and that's why they got upset at him. So Frank tells us, "Tom of Lomi Imtinu Kol Kach Shlokasa Lavel B'Chaseru Shuzman God Alachar Matan Torah." Why did Aaron and Miriam wait so long to get angry at Moshe Rabbeinu? They only expressed their anger at a much later time. So Tosfos says, they didn't know about it until later on. But then later on, Tosos asked at the end of Tosos, "Lama kasu alav me'achar shiskim la'amakom?" Well, if Hashem ultimately agreed, and they only found out about it after Hashem agreed, so then why are they getting angry at him? So says that it must be that they knew that Hashem agreed, because that's part of the general principle of whatever path a person chooses to take in life, Hashem helps him take that path. And their argument on Moshe Rabbeinu was, why did you choose to take that path? Of course Hashem was going to have your back when you took that path, but why did you choose to take that path by setting up a separate residence for yourself? And then Hashem could say to you, Amori Madi, you stay with me. Hashem wouldn't have said that if you didn't set up your own situation. That was one thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did midaito. Second, Shibar Saluchos, he broke the Luchos. My Darash, Amar, Uma, Pesach Shuach, Mishesh, Melchosh, Chasim, Mitzvot, Savar Torah, Kol Benecho, Lo Yochol Bo. Karban Pesach is one of 613 mitzvot in the Torah, and the Torah says a ben nechar is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So to partake in HaTorah Kula, the entirety of Torah, the Yisrael Mumrim, and Klal Yisrael are a bunch of Mumrim that they're being over the Egel, Alachas Kama V'Kama, all the more so, they should not have access to the entirety of Torah. So again, it's a Kal V'Chomer. Again, Tosfos is bothered. Well, if he's making a Kal V'Chomer, why is that called Midaito? That's not Midaito. It's using the Midrash HaTorah. Yosh ben. So again, Tosla says in Dibra Maschat Torah, Ein zeh kal v'chomer gamur, d'shayni Pesach, mishum d'kodshim. Avol kol Torah kula adra, v'yesh l'landam l'chzir b'tshuva, that it's not a perfect kal v'chomer, because Pesach is kodshim, so that there's a limitation that certain people should not be able to partake of kodshim. That's part of the system. We're used to that idea, right? Kodshim, kodshim, if you're not a Kohen, you're not allowed to partake of. So the idea that Tamei people are not allowed to partake of kodshim kalim, there are concepts of people who are in a certain state are not allowed to partake of kodshim. But to say that the Torah is closed off to somebody, because they're not good enough, how do you expect them to become good enough? The Torah is the path through which one becomes better. So it's not a great kal v'chomer, and that's why it's considered that he didn't meet daito. But v'zkima daito das hamakom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fact approved of it. T'chsiv asher shibarta v'amrei shlakish hamel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moshe yashen kochach asher shibarta that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu yashen kayach for breaking the luchos. Hosef yomech midaito, and then he added one more day before Shavuos, before Kabbalah Satorah. My darash, t'chsiv v'kidashim mayom u'machar. So hayom k'machar. He figured that today is like the next day. Ma machar leilo imo, af hayom leilo imo. That just like the second day of waiting for Kabbalah Satorah was a night and a day, so to the first of the 2 days is a night and a day. Problem is, v'layla de'in enafak lay. The day that this was happening on, the night had already gone. So it couldn't have count. You cannot be speaking in the future tense about today with the night with it, because the night's already over. So Shema Mina Treyomi Levarme in them must be aside from today that there are 2 other days together with the nights that go with them. His kima daitel dasamakom, and he was attuned to what Hashem wanted. Lo shayish chinah shabbata, because Hashem only showed up on Shabbos. Hashem only showed up after the 3 days. So you see that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to what Moshe Rabbeinu had intuited. Tanya Rabbi Nosom Rabbi Shami Om Shnei Zachar Mishnei Nekevos Bezilam Zachar Nekeva. Going back to the discussion, how many children does one have to have in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Puravu? So Rabbi Nosson has an alternate version of Shitas Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai says, not Shnei Zecharim, but more, Shnei Zecharim Mushtei Nekevos. They have only two, if once there are 2 boys and 2 girls, are you Mekayim Puravu? So Amar Avuna, my time with Rabbi Nosson, Libet Beis Shammai. Where does that Shita come from, that you need 2 boys and 2 girls? Tichsim, because Pasuk says, Vatosef Loledes Es Achiv Es Hevel, Hevel va'achoso, Kayin va'achoso. That es achiv, es hevel, that it means that there was someone born together with each, Kayin and Hevel, that there was a twin sister born with each of them. Uksiv, ki shasli elukim, zera acher, tachas hevel, ki arago Kayin. That apparently, after Hevel was killed, Adam felt that he needed to replace Hevel, that he needed another child to replace Hevel. Why? Because now he's not Mekayim Puravu, because he's missing one of the 4 children. Do you the kavodis? And the Rabbanan would say, nah, he's just giving hoda'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not, was not a halachic requirement. Tani idach, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Shami, Rabbi Zachron, Keva, another version of how Rabbi Nosson changed up the machlokas from the way that we have it in the Mishnah, is that Beis Shammai is the one that says Zachar and Nekeva, which we had as Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, U Beis Hillel Omrim O Zachar O Nekeva. Beis Hillel is an even more lenient position that only one child, either male or female, is good enough. So Amarav, in my time, Rabbi Nosson, Libet Beis Hillel, where does that Shita come from, that one child, either male or female? Shnemra Lo Sovra Lo Sheves Yitzara Vav Lo Sheves, because the pasuk describes the function, the purpose of Puravu is L'Sheves Yitzara, to populate the world, and this person populated the world somewhat by bringing a child into the world. So that's a fulfillment of L'Sheves Yitzara. Itmar, if a person had children when he was not Jewish, and then afterwards he converted, Rabbi Yochanan Makiyim Periv Rivia, Rabbi Yochanan says that is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Puravu. Reish Lakish Shavalokiyim Periv Rivia. And Reish Lakish says, no, he had children when he was not Jewish. That's not a fulfillment of Puravu. Rabbi Yochanan Makiyim Periv Rivia Da Havale. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a kiyim of Puravu because he has kids. Reish Lakish Shavalokiyim Periv Rivia, Gershon Skyri, Katan Shnola Dami. I know those kids are not halachically related to him because the Gershon is Gaius Pekatan Shinolad, so he has no family relationship with those children, and therefore it's not a fulfillment of Puravu. Vazul Tamayu, and this is both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish Lishitasab, because they argue elsewhere. The Itmar, if he had children when he was no Vichavim, and then he was Megayer, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Lo Bechor Lenachla. Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't have a Bechor Lenachla, meaning his next child is not going to be, his next child after he converts is not going to be a Bechor as far as Yerusha is concerned, because he already has kids. He already had his Reishus Ono when he was a non-Jew. So this one is not going to count as his Bechor. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Lishitaso, that the children that he counted when he wasn't Jewish count. Reish Lakish Amar, Yesh Lo Bechor L'Nachala. And Reish Lakish says that he does have a Bechor L'Nachala, that the next child that's going to be born, now that he's a Jew, is going to be a Bechor. Gershon Skari, Katsun Shalom, because the child he had as a Nachri is not halachically related to him, and therefore halachically doesn't count for Yerusha either. So, yeah, it's the same machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Do the children that he had while he was a Nachri, before he and they converted, do those count as his children? So, why do I need to be told the machlokas both with regard to the mitzvah Puravu and with regard to the dinim of Yerusha? Utsricha. Diashmin be kamaisa, if I only would have been told this machlokas with regard to the mitzvah Puravu, Baikam Rabbi Yochanan, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says, Yimakayim Puravu Mishim Dubiakar, Nami B'nai Puravu Ninu. That's because even B'nai Noach are included in Puravu. So since even as a Ben Noach, he's included in Puravu, so he can fulfill the mitzvah for even after he converts. Avalini Nachla, Dav B'nai Nachla Ninu. But when it comes to Nachla, where B'nai Noach are not included in Nachla, say, Ema Modu Reish Lakish, I would think that he's Modu to Reish Lakish. So if you look at Rashi, B'nai Noach, B'nai Piri Verivian in the Duchsiv Ayomel and Puravu. How do I know B'nai Noach are included in Puravu? Because in Parshas Noach, there's a command of Puravu. And I know that they're not included in Nachla. He says it doesn't really mean they're not included in Nachla. They have dinim of Yerusha by Bnei Noach also. It's just not the same dinim. It's not the dinim of you don't have Pishnayim and you don't have a dinim of only the sons and not the daughters. You don't have the dinim like you have by Yisraelim. So that's what it means that they're not Bnei Nachla. Meaning what Rashi's sensitive to is that each half of this sentence seems incorrect. Meaning we're saying that you know what the difference is between Puravu and Nachla is that Bnei Noach have Puravu and B'nai Noach don't have Nachla. Rashi says, B'nai Noach don't have Puravu, and they do have Nachla. So he touches it up a little bit. That already in Parshas Noach, there was a command of Puravu, whether it's operative right now or not for B'nai Noach, that's not the issue. But there was once a command called Puravu for B'nai Noach. So even though they don't really have it, but they once had it, and Nachla, they do have, but they don't have it in the same form. So that's what it means that they don't have Nachla. That's what Tosas is sensitive to also. Tosas B'nai Periv Rivin, you know, Vim Tomim, the Perk the Gemara Misach Sanhedrin tells us Bnei Noach are not mitzuvim puravu. Yeshomer dachalav Bnei Chiyuv aperiv rivya. Kamar el klomar shebneim nikram el shemam kedamer b'samach. Chavir doesn't mean the chiyuv of puravu. It just means that their children are called by their names. V'yitmar b'han. If it only would have told me the machlokas with regard to Nachla, I would think b'hak. I'm Reish Lakish. That's where Reish Lakish would say that Bnei Noach, that the children he had as Bnei Noach don't count. Of b'hi, but maybe by puravu. Rabbi Yochanan, I might have thought he agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, Tzricha, and that's why I need to be told this. Now in Turi Evin, if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, it points you to Turi Evin, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. So the Turi Evin over there raises the question that Bnei Noach are not Mitzvah Puravu, based on like, the same Gemara Tosas quoted. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Mekayim in the Mitzvah B'Giyuso, if you were not yet a Bar Chiyuva in the Mitzvah at the time that you did the Mitzvah? Why should this be any different than someone who's Itim Shota V'Itim Chalim, someone who sometimes a shota and sometimes healthy, and he eats matzah at a time that he's a shota, where the halacha is he's not yotzi the chiyuv, and he's going to have to eat matzah be'is pikhuso when he becomes normal again, when he becomes a bendas again. A maisa mitzvah that you do when you're patur from mitzvah does not help you for when you become chayiv in a mitzvah. So how could it be that the children that he had when he was a nachri are going to help for when he's a Jew? So minchas chinuch develops the yisod in mitzvah aleph sivkat nidalit. He says no, you cannot compare the mitzvah of achilas matzah and atilas lulav or those kinds of mitzvahs to the mitzvah of puravu. Those mitzvahs don't have a hemshach zman. It is a maisa mitzvah, and the maisa is the kiyum, and that's it. You fulfill the mitzvah right there and there. When it comes to Puravu, the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyum Mitzvah are separate from each other. The Kiyum Mitzvah is the existence of children. The Maisa Mitzvah is the Maisa Bia, to be able to have children. So in Achinami, this person's Maisa Mitzvah was while he was a Nachri, but his Kiyum Mitzvah is ongoing, and as long as that there are children in the world, that's an ongoing Kiyum Mitzvah. That's what the Poskim discuss, why it is that there's no Birchas HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah of Puravu. So it could be that when the Maisa Mitzvah is so far far away from the Kiyum HaMitzvah, that you do the Maisa Mitzvah at one point, and the Kiyum HaMitzvah is 9 months later, so that you can't have a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's got to be when the Maisa and the Kiyum are at least somewhat connected to each other. Or it could be that that the Bracha in general is always on the Maisa Mitzvah, and at the Shas Maisa Mitzvah, the person was not in the state to be able to say a Bracha, because the person has to be fully dressed in order to recite a Bracha. Anyway, but that's the answer the Minchas Chinuch gives. Rav Moshe thinks that that is incorrect, that the Minchas Chinuch's approach is incorrect, because the Rav Moshe points out that there's a Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that asks, when you have a person who's a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chorin, so the Gemara over there says, we force the master to free him in order that he can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puravu. If he has one master that had already freed him, so he's a Chatzi Ben Chorin, and another master that has not yet freed him, so he's a Chatzi Eved, we force him to free him to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Puravu. So Tosfos asks, why do you have to free him? Just to let the mitzvah saseh of Puravu be docha the lo saseh of lo yeh kadesh, and let him marry a Jewish girl. So Tos says, no, you don't say aseh docha lo saseh in such a case, because at the time that you're violating the law, you're still not being mekayim the aseh, because the violation of the law is at the tchilas bia, and the kiyum of Puri Varivia is at the Gemar Bia. So says Rav Moshe, you see that the assay of having children is not when you actually have the children, it's at the Gemar Bia. Tosa should have been able to answer better, according to the Minchas Chinuch, that even at the Gemar Bia, you're not yet Mekayim Mitzvah Seh. And plus, you don't even know at the Gemar Bia that's going to produce any children. You don't know which Bia is going to be able to produce any children, so maybe there won't be any children produced from that. So he's not going to be in fulfillment of the essay at all. So that's what Rav Moshe says. It doesn't seem that the Minchas Chinuch's approach is in fact correct. So other Achronim give other suggestions, that maybe it relates to Sfasem, says maybe it relates to the fact that Goyim used to be Mitzvah Puravu, so it's considered that you're a Bar Hachi in the Mitzvah when a person is a Ben Noach, and therefore that could be a fulfillment. It's not a total Ptur from the Mitzvah. Okay, Vaitin Gmar, Eser Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, Rabbi Yochanan challenges Rish Lakish, Beisa Hishalach Beradan Beladan, Ben Beladan Melech Bavel. So you see that they're called Ben, even by Bnei Noach, they're called the child. So don't tell me that a child that you have when you're in Nachri doesn't count. No, I understand that Goyim have yichus with each other, with their own families, but once you're Megayir, you lose that yichus. But everyone agrees that an Eved doesn't have any yichus. That when Avram Avinu says Shvulachem Poem Machamor, he's saying that it's Amad Dom Elochamor. Eliezer is because he's an Eved, has no Yichus at all. He's like a Chamor. Meisveil Tziva Chamisha Asher Banim Esrim Avadim. That Tziva had Chamisha Asher Banim and Esrim Avadim. So don't you see that there is Yichus? Tziva was Neved Kenani and he still had Banim. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Kafar Kepar Ben Bakar. No, that's like saying like there's a Par Ben Bakar. It doesn't mean Yichus. It means that there's just describing a physical reality. So why don't you say the same thing by Beladon? No, because it describes it gives the yichus by his own name and the name of his father. Or it could be because the pasuk is miyachis him elsewhere. Bavuon uba abadavuon, with a father and a grandfather. El ben adad ben tavrimon ben chizayin melech haram hayoshu b'damesek leimor itmar hayilo banamu mesu. Now, a new discussion. If a person had children, Rachman al son, those children predecease the parents. So Hailo Banim Umesu, Rafuna Amarkiyim Purivya. Person is still in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Puruvu. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lokiyim, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it is not a fulfillment of Puruvu, meaning you need to have more children in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu. Rafuna Amarkiyim Ishum Dravasi, Tam Ravasi Ain Ben David Ba'achil Kol Sham Shabaguf. Rafuna will say it is a key mitzvah of Puruvu, because Ravasi taught us that Mashiach comes when all the neshamos are entered out of something in Shemayim called the Guf, that there's something in Shemayim that has to be emptied out in order for Mashiach to come. All the neshamos have to be emptied out. Tosfos Shanim on the side points out, he says, Tema da amrinan il mali Yisrael Mashiach Mishnei Shabbos miyan negalim velo tzorich Mashiach l'kol Yisrael Mashiach b'guf. Tosfos says, wait, what triggers Mashiach coming? In Shabbos, the Gemara says, that observance of two Shabbosos triggers the arrival of Mashiach. Over here we're saying, no, Mashiach cannot come until all the neshamas have been brought down into this world. What if we observe two Shabbos before all the neshamas have been brought down into this world? So Tosfos Yesharim says, Yeshlomar, Shay Yoldo Shisha Bekarasech, and Vyachlan Hanashamas Shabbos Miyad. That if we observe two Shabbos in a row, right away HaKadosh Baruch will have all the maternity wards filled up with women giving birth, Shisha Bekarasech, six at one time, to get all the neshamas out of there so that Mashiach will be able to come. Meaning they both have to happen, but one can trigger the other happening, and that will bring about Mashiach. But this is the purpose, one of the purposes of Puravu, is not just to have children that survive, but to just bringing a child into the world is in fact valuable. It's a bringing of Mashiach when a person brings a child into the world, whether the child survives or not. And that's why Ravasi says, that's why Rav Huna says it's a kiyum Puravu, even if the child predeceases the parent. Shnemar ki ruach mifanayatov. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kiyum Puravu. Shevet Yitzhar be'inon v'alecha. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not a kiyum Puravu, because the mitzvah Puravu primarily is to populate the world, and once someone is no longer alive, then they're no longer populating the world. But this idea of in ben David ba is still an idea, whether you paskin that that's the primary reason of Puravu, it's certainly a reason, and therefore that's what the poskim write, that Jewish people try to have large families, because if you're able to have a large family, it's bringing Mashiach closer, even if technically halachically you're already mekayim the mitzvah Puravu by having a larger family, you're bringing Mashiach closer by emptying out more of the neshamos, bringing more of the neshamos into this world, emptying them out from Shemayim. So Meisvei asked the Gemara, B'nei Banim Arim Kebanim, that it says B'nei Banim are like Banim. So from the fact that only if a person has a ben or a bas if a person has grandchildren, then the grandparent is in fulfillment of the mitzvah Puravu. Sounds like if there are no grandchildren, then the grandparent is not yet in fulfillment of the mitzvah Puravu. So it's Akasha Rav Huna who holds that if the children predecease the parents, that in a chayvim Puravu. Sounds like no, the children predecease the parents, only if they've already produced children is the grandparent not chayvim Puravu. So it says, Merano Kitanya hi lahashlim. The din that it says in the Brisa is only said in a case where he had a ben or a bas. That the son or daughter that died already had a son or a daughter. The grandfather only had one child. So the child married a woman, and he had only one son. That son married a woman and gave birth to, and that woman gave birth to a daughter and didn't die. So that's what the Brice is saying, that the grandfather's ready to mekayim the mitzvah Puravu. B'nei banim arim kebanim, that if you have descended of both male and female descendants, that's a kiyum Puravu. So if a person had children of only one gender, but his grandchildren of the other gender, that's enough to be mekayim Puravu. So Meisvei, so the Brisa challenges, B'nei banim arim kebanim. If one of the children die, or the child is unable to have children, then you're not in fulfillment of the mitzvah Puravu. So you see, against Rav Huna, who said that even if the son dies, you are Mekayim Puravu. So Tiyufta Rav Huna, Tiyufta. You see, that's a Tiyufta on Rav Huna. So the Gemara explains, it says in the Brisa that B'nei Banim Hareim Kebanim, that by having grandchildren, the grandfather's Mekayim Puravu. Savra Abai Lemeimer, Abai thought to say, Bra Lebra, that if his son has a son, Barta Lebarta, and his daughter has a daughter, Vakolshke Bra Lebarta, and certainly if his daughter has a son, the grandfather's Mekayim the mitzvah Puravu through the grandchildren. So Aval, Barta Lebra, lo, but maybe if a person has only sons, and then those sons produce daughters, maybe that's not a fulfillment of Puravu. So Amalei Rav, L'Sheves Yitzhar Binan V'Yika. No, it's L'Sheves Yitzhar, so as long as you bring in children into the world that are your own descendants, that are of both genders, so then that's a key mitzvah, Puravu. Dukuli Almamias, Trei Michad, lo. But everyone seems to agree, both Abaye and Rava seem to agree, that if one of your children has a son and a daughter, and the other child dies without any children, then the grandfather is not in fulfillment of Puravu. So, frankly, more below, is that not a fulfillment of Puravu? Ramil Rabban of Sheshes, Nasavitzavotlid Bni, that you should marry a woman and have children, Vamalahu, and Rav Sheshes responded, Bnei Barti, Banayinu. What do you mean? My daughter's children are my children. So therefore, I'm not Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Puravu anymore. So, from his answer, you see that even if he only had one daughter, and that daughter had multiple children, that's his mitzvah of Puruvu. So it says, no, Hasan Duchli Kamadchilu. He was only being docha them with that tshuva. Rav Sheshes he akar mi perke dravuna. Rav Sheshes knew that he was an akar, that he was not going to be able to have any more children. So he comforted himself or just pushed away the question by saying, no, I already was Mekayim Puruvu, even though he knew really deep down that he was not. Amrle Rabba Rava Bar Mari, Mina Milsa Dam Rabbanan, how do we know this din that Pnei Banim Harayim Kibanim? If it's based on the pasuk Habanos Bnosayva Banabanai, that Lavan says to Yaakov Legabi Rachel and Leah that the daughters are mine and the sons are mine. So who are the sons? That are the grandchildren. Elameata Vatzon Soni Hachinami. When he says the sheep are mine, that you want to say the same thing that they're really his sheep. Ella de Kadosh Minai. He means you bought them from me. So Hachinami de Kadosh Minai that you've acquired them from me. So it doesn't mean that Bnei Banim are actually Banim. Ella Mehacha. Rather, it's from the following pasuk. Va'achar Bachetzron al Bas Machir Avigila Vatelid Lo Es Suguv. So you see in the pasuk that Chetzron, who's from Shevet Yehuda, married the daughter of Machir, and he was the father of Suguv. Uksiv Meni Machir Yardu Mechokikim. That Machir had from Shevet Menasha had banim that were called Mechokikim. Uksiv Yehuda Mechokiki. That only people from Shevet Yehuda are called Mechokikim. So clearly the pasuk is not saying that Bnei Banim Shal Machir were Mechokikim. It means that Bnei Bito Shal Machir were Mechokikim. That his daughter's children. So how could it be that he had that Mechokim Bnei Yehuda and Bnei Mash, they were from Bnei Menasha as well? So Chetzron, who's from Shevet Yehuda, married Machir's daughter, who's from Shevet Menasha, and the children were Mechokikim. So they were from Yehuda. So you see that a Ben Habas is called Beno. So therefore you see that the children of Machir are Mechokikim when you're talking about not his actual children, but his grandchildren. That his grandchildren, even though he's from Menasha, his grandchildren could be Mechokikim, could be considered from Yehuda. So, and therefore you see that a daughter's sons are also like your own sons. So now the Gemara goes back to the din of the Mishnah, that if you have banim, then you're allowed to be mevatel from Puruvu. So it says, Masnisin delo Rabbi Shua, that's against Rabbi Shua. Detanya Rabbi Shua, Omer Nasa, Demishra Bialduso, Yisi, Yisha Bezuknuso. If a person got married young, and he lost his wife or got divorced, he should find another wife. Hayilo banim, even when he's older. Hayilo banim Bialduso. If a person had children when he was young, Yilo banim Bezuknuso, don't give up. Continue to have children, even when he gets a little older. Shnemer, Bebokas, Razarecha, Lere, Valtana, Chedecha, Kein Chiyodea, Eze, Yichshar, Hazel, Zevim, Shneim, Be'echotovim. You don't know which one is going to be, which children you're going to get more nachas from, whether it's going to be the Ben Zakunim or it's going to be the children that you had when you were young. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lama Torah Bialduso, if a person learned Torah when he was young, Yilma Torah Bezakunuso, he should continue to learn Torah when he's older. Hayilu Talmidim Bialduso, if a person amassed Talmidim when he was young, so don't say, okay, so I'm going to retire and just write Svarim. No, Yilma Talmidim Bezakunuso, he should continue to try to have more children when he's older. Shnemer Bokas Razarecha, all of this is learned from Bokas Razarecha. That even though you do something when you're young, you continue putting in effort when you get older. There's no word in Lashon HaKodesh for retire. A person doesn't give up. You continue to keep at it. Rabbi Kiva had 12,000 pairs of students migvas ad in Tafras from one town all across the whole world. And they all died in one short time period because they were not knowing kavod to each other. That's what the one of the Achronim says, that kavod is gematria 32. And that's the remez that they died for only 32 days. Then by Lag Ba'omer, they had finished dying, and that's why Lag Ba'omer, the Avelus of Sfira, is over. The Gemara gives no such indication of that, right? The Gemara gives no direct indication that there's even something called Lag Ba'omer. The Gemara says they died from Pesach until Atzeres, and that sounds like they were spread out throughout. And that's why there are, I think, 8 or 10 different minhagim of when to observe the Avelus of Sfira. Some observe it in pieces, that you know, discounting Rosh Chodesh and discounting Pesach and discounting 3 days before Shavuos. So it's just the rest of the days that Avelus are observed. Others are more commonly observe it straight, that either from the beginning until Lag Ba'Omer or from Rosh Chodesh until the end, or from Rosh Chodesh until almost the end. So whatever it is, but it was during all the Gemara says from Pesach and Atzeres. Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva Yitzhar B'Sein Shabbadarim until Rabbi Akiva went to Rabbi Sein Shabbadarim V'Shana Lahem, and he taught them. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, and Shemua, Ve'emem Mitu Torah, Osheshah, and they're the ones that established the Torah anew. Tana Kula Mesum Pesach Ba'at Tzaris. They all died from Pesach until Tzaris. Amar Avcham Barav, Avitim Rabbi Chia Barav, and Kula Mesum Misora. They all died a terrible death. Ma'hi Amar Avnachman Askara. It was the death of Askara. Amar Avnas Ramasna Halach. halacha Rabbi Shua, that we pass like Rabbi Shua, that a person has to continue engaging in Puravu even after he has children, not like it says in our Mishnah, that he's yochli batel, that he could be mevatel from it. So once we talk about the chiv to marry a woman, the Gemara brings different amorim that speak about the maila of being married. A person who doesn't have a wife is without simcha, without bracha, without tova. Below simcha duchsev v'samach tava tova isecha. Below bracha duchsev laniach bracha el beisecha. Below tova duchsev lo tova yosadam levado. B'marava amri and Eretz Yisrael, they used to say below Torah, below choma, that they're also without Torah, without choma duchsev. He main is rasi b, that his wife is the ezev v'tshia nidchamimani, that you have to be osek in the tzarche beso and the mezonos. The toshia is Torah. So the Torah is going to be forgotten from him if he's not supporting a wife. You see that it's like a wall that surrounds a person, that protects a person. Rava Bar Ula Amar below Shalom, he's also without Shalom. So he explains the pasuk that only when you have an Oel, which means an Isha, only then will one have a Shalom. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi and further discussions of the Milos of being married.
Thank you.
Yeah.